Thank you, Pekka. We appreciate that. We really do. That means a lot. Back here on Darren, Donnick, and Chase, we are practicing social distancing today on this Thursday morning. First time we've ever done this in our careers. And I'm in my place. I'm in Rutherford County. Willie's in East Nashville. Chase is on the west side of town. Elijah back at our Wholesale Inc. studios, powered by Rumble On there on Murfreesboro Pike. We say hello to Caleb Joseph, friend of the show, now with the Blue Jays. Let's find out what's happening in the Joseph family. Caleb, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Long time no talk. How's everything been going in your world?
Oh, just about as crazy as I'm sure it has in all of y'all's worlds. It's been quite a whirlwind, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, 2020 has not, there's been nothing normal about it, has there?
No, really, it's unprecedented. I like thinking of it in terms of we're living in history, so trying to make it as positive as possible. Like, we're living in a moment that our kids and grandkids will talk about. Oh, remember, they'll probably read about it in textbooks one day, if there's such a thing as textbooks 50 years from now.
Yeah, will your kids be reading? Well, your
More
kids
like
will.
iPads.
Yeah, I was going to say, but will our kids... kids be reading from textbooks? I probably doubt it, right?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. They'll probably have some sort of iPad that'll talk to them and just tell them everything they need to know at some point.
No doubt. So what was this off season like for you? Because we haven't had a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, the off season was good. It was really, really nice. It goes by faster and faster every year, especially when the kids start getting older and they're into more things and you know, my son's 5 now, and so he wants to do more activities. Went and played a lot of golf. My 2-year-old daughter, she's all into it as well. We're running around. So the off season goes by super fast. And then you blink and you're headed down to Florida. Everything is great for spring training. You get halfway through spring training. You start thinking about, okay, what's the team going to look like? How's the team going to shake out? You get kind of towards home stretch, and before you know it, you press a gigantic pause button.
Yeah. Do you still have that raggedy pickup truck down in spring training?
You know what? I had to get rid of it 2 years ago because
it died.
It was on its last leg, and it was taking up a parking spot in the parking lot. They're pretty short on parking spots, and because I wasn't there for over a year, they said, look, we got to get rid of this. I wish I had it, especially right now. I'd be driving that thing around. It's like 35 miles of a gallon.
What did you pay for it, Caleb?
$800.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew it was under a grand. So you got your $800 worth.
Oh, 100%. The big issue I had was I wanted to take it home. I wanted to take it home and turn it into maybe a little hunting truck, but I couldn't justify paying $800 for it and shipping it to Nashville for about $1,000. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't justify like paying twice, another $1,000. So I just had to leave it down there.
Yeah, I could have probably gotten you, just because I've done this, I probably could have gotten you for half that from Florida to home, right to your driveway, from somebody. You just have to do your homework. But still,
oh,
like you said, it's still a lot to – I mean, you're putting in almost the value of the vehicle.
Immediately living in regret now.
Yeah. You should have reached out, man. I could have gotten it for a lot less than $1,000 to your driveway. You just have to scour, man. There's – you're going to get – it's a crazy business because you can talk to, like, 10 different trucking companies, and one will quote you $1,000. One will quote you $1,600, one will quote you $800, and then you'll stumble upon a company that says, yeah, we'll do it for $450. I'm like, okay, sign
well,
us up.
You know, that you're actually giving me a business idea. You know, now that we're kind of shut down for a little bit, that may be a nice way to generate some money, is
Caleb,
to be that company that only charges $400, $500.
There you go. Your wheels are always turning. Always.
Now, how much am I going to have to pay you for that?
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm saying
that's a fair question.
That's what a transport company does. I'm not going to do it for you. I don't even like to be in the car that long.
Oh, man.
You don't want me as your transport driver. Just trust me on that. So
great.
why was the Blue Jays the right fit for you? Why did this make sense?
Oh, this was a no-brainer. I told some people – apart when I first got down there. They asked me a couple of questions. Did you get any offers from other teams? Yeah, sure, I did. Well, you know, why'd you choose the Blue Jays? I said, well, his is super easy. My favorite sport is hockey, and my favorite band is Rush. So that's an absolute no-brainer, you know.
Wow, and, okay.
Yeah, it was absolutely an easy decision. Look, I mean, realistically, they have a couple young catchers that didn't have a lot of service time. Danny Jensen received some Gold Glove votes last year. He really did a nice job defensively. They're really hoping that his offense is going to pick up. And I just felt like there was a spot to creep in there and try and claim the backup spot. They've got a young kid that looks pretty good to pair with Danny, but I think they're really trying to win some games. They've been on the cusp of a rebuild. Last couple years, they've got some really, really talented players. Three ex-major leaguers whose sons are on that team in Biggio, Bichette, and Vladimir Guerrero. So I'm sure you all recognize the last names of those guys. And they're really good. They're extremely impressive. And I've been so impressed with how they've gone about their business being 20, 22, 23 years old. Really in the big leagues as young kind of superstar up and coming players that everybody loves. They've done such a tremendous job. And so I really hope to make the team. It just looks like we may have to wait another 6 to 8 weeks to figure out if that's going to happen. But I'd be thrilled to be on that ball club.
Is there any truth to Toronto, like the fact that if they did have to play in front of no one, that you had experience doing that maybe you could bring that to the ball club playing in front of no one?
I could prep the guys, absolutely. Could prep the guys on how that's going to be. My age, you're looking for any sort of leg up on the competition. I mean, I don't care what it takes. If maybe I could help with somebody who goes half a season without an RBI too, I think I could help them with that, you know. So, you're trying to look for anything. That was a crazy game, man. You know, and reliving that, people – that's kind of first thing they talk about is what if they play with no fans in the stadium. So of course they start asking me, and reliving that was nuts. I mean, zero fans. It was insane.
We're talking to Caleb Joseph, major league catcher, of course, an Asheville-ian, and with the pause button hit on sports in general, we're trying to catch up with as many people as we can. Caleb is, as Darren said at the beginning, we're doing our show in different ways than we ever have before. We're all in our houses doing this. So tell me what the process was like as they hit the pause button in baseball. I know there was some different teams that did different things. You had maybe some teams that wanted to hang around for a while. I think that's what you did. But take me through the process in the last week or so as you have tried to get through all this.
Yeah, it was. We were kind of learning in real time, as I'm sure everybody else is. You know, Twitter has kind of opened up the real-time world in terms of news immediately, which we all know. And so what you're reading from some of these main writers is kind of the same thing we were reading, trying to figure it all out. We had people on the inside talking with the players' union that were trying to coordinate with Major League Baseball. I think there was about really 3-day period there where it was really gray. And then as soon as the president came down and declared national crisis, that's when everybody in terms of Major League Baseball went straight to kind of what the CDC was then recommending. And then it kind of became a universal understanding of what it was going to look like from then on. But it has been an absolute disaster in terms of figuring out all of these rules and regulations, because immediately you've got the players union and Major League Baseball trying to figure out, okay, we don't have our team set. We still could have 55, 60 guys in camp. Do we lock this down? Do we shut it down? Some teams are leaving completely. We'd like to keep ours open because, as you can imagine, in any sort of situation like this, there's really no right or wrong answer because there's no precedent. You're trying to figure it out on the fly. And some people think, well, if we send all of our players home, how are they going to continue to stay sharp if all the other places are closed down? Say they work out at Vanderbilt. What if you send these guys back to Nashville, but Vanderbilt's closed down? Where are they going to stay sharp. The only place they could possibly stay sharp is maybe at our spring training facility. But then if you are following with the CDC stuff, they're recommending no more than 50, I think, people per group. So now you've got an issue on your hands there. So it's just been a whirlwind. So I guess what they kind of came down to, the latest I heard, we ended up leaving yesterday, and the latest I heard was that if you weren't on a 40-man roster, they needed you to head on out. So that essentially keeps the groups 50 and less. So there's a lot of guys that are in flux situations trying to just figure it out. And you're trying to do is stay sharp, but at the same time, you have no idea when it's going to pick back up. So, but it's been everybody's just trying to guess and throw their finger on something.
I think that's that really illustrates, I think, what everybody is going through, but especially for an athlete. And, you know, because we are a sports show, Caleb, we've talked about it really on the local level too, with all of the teams, regardless of whether we're talking about baseball or any other spring sport, that's just cranking up whatever level we're talking about, the youth level, travel ball, high school ball, middle school. Obviously, the colleges have been shut down, but I know a lot of athletes want to stay in shape, and we're all trying to figure out the best way, and this is your livelihood, right? So you want to train and stay in shape, but you want to do it in the proper way. So that's a big dilemma, I'm sure, for every single person involved.
Yes, and I know there's probably some people that say, well, you would be playing anyway, so why not just go and do that every single day? Why not just keep working out every single day? And I think the reason is because your normal every single day life has completely changed now. So instead of my kids going to school and my wife having this and doing this and everybody kind of having their routines, now schools are shut down. So am I going to sit here and go to work out every single day like I normally would and not be there to help my wife out? All these type of real life decisions start creeping in. And the reality is, especially at my age, I mean, 34, you know, time off and resting the body is never a bad thing, you know. So it's more or less a waste of time sometimes, too. I can go and hit and hit and hit and hit off that machine, and I can feel like the next Mike Trout in the cage, because in the cage, every single swing you take is a home run or a base hit, and there's no fielders fielding it. You bat 1,000 in the cage. But the second you have to face an actual pitcher, it all changes. You know that, Willie. And so the reality is, if you go more than about, I'd say, man, that's about a week or 2 weeks without seeing a live pitch thrown at you from a human, you're in bad shape. And so you get past a week, now it's like, well, what am I doing? I'm going to have to pretty much start over. That's kind of where the pitchers are at. You know, if they don't get those live games in, they have those innings built up, their ups and downs and their pitch counts that have gotten to a certain point, and they're ramped up ready for the season. If they can't keep and maintain that, they're going backwards. The RPMs are coming down. It's hard to ramp back up, and you have to start all the way back over. But you know what I was thinking about on the way to the field a couple of days ago? This has been an absolute disaster in terms of sports for NBA, MLB, NHL, and its fans. Can y'all imagine what this would be like if this was happening at about week 7 of the NFL and college football season, what the fans would be doing? Have y'all thought about that?
Oh yeah, we've discussed that. And I mean, I think, look, you know, the hope is after 8 weeks or whatever, that this thing is curved, but I think football is still bracing for having some sort of impact. I mean, I know the NFL has moved OTAs or canceled OTAs and all of that. So, look, I think everybody's kind of thinking about it, but you're right, because we know what football means. It would be it'd be quite different without it, and the fans would probably be even more up in arms and bored because of it.
Well, right? what we've tried to say, Caleb, is we're not out of the woods once this all, you know, dies down and we get past this, hopefully sooner rather than later, because until they come up with the vaccine, you know, once it starts getting cold again, I mean, football and all those sports at that time are going to be, you know, maybe have to face the same thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be we're going to be better equipped, if what we're going to learn from going through this, if that's going to help. I don't know, but I think to your point that we've also tried to say on the show is just once we get past this, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet.
That's right. Oh, man. What a sad time for sports fans. I mean, we kind of shut down, and I thought, you know, this is – I'm ready to go, but at the same time, it's always nice to just be able to spend time with your family. And especially in Florida on the beach, super nice. Thinking, hey, this isn't the worst-case scenario. Maybe get just a little two-week break here and then pick it back up. And then I started realizing, hold on, the only thing I really like to do, I don't really care that much about the beach. I just wanted to be able to watch the Predators Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, every single night. And so I'm going, oh, wait, hold on, this isn't that cool because now the Predators aren't playing. So now I'm just stuck with nothing, with no sports. And I didn't realize how much I actually truly was dependent on the Predators to meet my sports fanatic desires until it's absolutely gone. And so, boy, this killing me not being able to watch them or my favorite sport. It's just I've had to resort to YouTube reruns, you know, of playoff games and stuff that I can find on YouTube. That's how bad it's come to.
Caleb Joseph is with us, and that was going to lead me into my next question because you and I are around the same age. And, you know, for me, I haven't played video games that much consistently lately, but I fired up the Xbox and brought out the NHL and NBA. I'm going to pick up the MLB game. Is that something that you ever jump in on or will because you just have time to kill?
There are so many reasons why I want to start that. I used to be a huge Call of Duty guy playing online, played with my brother and cousins. You know, that's just fun. You get to play with all your friends and kind of form your little groups or whatever and make you feel like you could be a real Ranger or a Navy SEAL for a day, thinking, oh, I can do this. And I just can't because I've got addictive personality. If I start, I'll probably become attached to it, and my kids will probably hate me for it. And they're pretty important to me, so those are the type of things that I got to pay attention to. I'll tell you one thing. Instead of the video games, like I just mentioned, I start getting on looking for all kinds of those Predator YouTube videos, trying to find any sort of access to it. I can blink and be in the phone for an hour, you know. So it's unbelievable how you can pass that time, especially when you're being told to social distance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to get creative, that's for sure. And look, you know, you can stream Fox Sports Tennessee and watch some classic games starting, or they're from this season, right, Willie? You can start doing that tonight.
Yep, tonight at 7, we got the Capitals game, Caleb, the first one. This was back in October, maybe fourth or fifth game of the year, and it is a 6-5 thriller. So I don't want to tell you everything.
Wait,
just in case you don't remember everything. But it ends well.
Was the game in Nashville?
The game was in Nashville, and you can stream it. It just the way you always stream us. So at 7 o'clock tonight, you can pull it up.
Oh, you have just made my day, Willie D. Perfect. Now I don't have to go to the spaghetti factory with the family. I can tell them I got to stay home and watch this game.
All right. You can get takeout.
Oh, yeah, of course. We can. See, look at this. Everything is just changing. Now is the time to do food delivery. You know, that's what I should be doing, is using this time to deliver for like DoorDash and stuff. Do you know people are really using that?
Some of them you don't have a choice. That's the only way you're going to get the food from that restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's like carry out or delivery only.
Man, this is just unbelievable that we're living in the middle of history. Just wild.
Indeed.
You can also practice your air drumming, too.
Oh,
I know that you're big on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a big hit. They like that. See, I was pulling out all the stops, trying my best to entertain.
Well, I think, Caleb, we need, just for our own entertainment, like you said, we're all doing the same thing. When we're self-quarantined, we're social distancing, we're sitting in our houses a lot. So we're scrolling the phone like everybody else. So I think we need another performance. A different
hey,
Rush song.
I'll do another drum video if you do another TikTok video. I saw that.
Okay, that's a deal. That's a deal.
All right. We'll do it. We'll do
and
it.
Tag Mace and get in on this. We got to have some entertainment.
Though. Perfect. You need to be front and center, though. None of this background stuff, all right? And I'll.
I need more practice then.
Yeah, there's a reason why he was in the background and walked
There's
away.
A reason why I appeared for only about 6 or 7 seconds, because that's about – I mean, you got to know your limitations.
Oh, 100%. Oh, I'll do it. Let me think of do y'all have a Rush song off the top of your head? So I did Spirit of Radio last time. Would there be one off the top of your head that you would possibly want to see?
You're the expert. You do it. You just surprise us.
Okay, I'll get.
Yeah, I got to think through, Caleb. I do love Rush. I know the library, but I got to think of a good, like, obviously Tom Sawyer has some great drums.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel about that one, but.
Oh, you know what I may do? I may just do a medley. I may go for the home and do like a medley. Oh, that'd be pretty nice.
That's the only concert I've ever been to. I've been to hundreds and hundreds in my lifetime that I ever got shushed at. I've never been to a concert where I got shushed talking to a friend next to me. That happened at a Rush concert.
Hey, very unique set of fans. Very unique set of fans. I love them. Oh,
hey,
man.
Caleb, I hope you worked in some free Hall of Fame, Hockey Hall of Fame tickets while you're up in Toronto. You know, you can go in anytime you want and check it out. I hope you did that in your contract.
That's right. Hey, I would be there probably once a week. I walked by it a couple of times when I was playing as a visitor. Didn't have that much time, but if I lived there, I could guarantee you I'd be in there checking that stuff out. I love that type of stuff.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks for joining us. Good to catch up with you. We'll check back in and see how you're doing, and we're going to be looking for that video. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you got it. Anytime, fellas. Be good now.
Caleb Joseph, there you go. Nashvillian, now with the Blue Jays. Always good to catch up with him. We'll come back. We have learned Dennis Kelly will join us to kick off the second hour of the program. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming. You're on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.